We're making a little version of Coventry for Christmas out of cardboard, recycled materials. In place of the cars on the ring road, we've got a little Christmas train going round and round, two Christmas trains. And the most exciting bit, I think, is when they almost meet and pass one another.
My name is Manny, and we are making the actual buildings. We're trying to make it as close as possible to the real thing. It's actually pretty cool because it's fun to do and, you know, it's coming along nicely.
I have helped with the logistics of the train track, including bridge making. I've been using masking tape to draw out a map of the roads in the city centre, trying to identify which of the buildings that would be worth making a model of and putting a little bit of cardboard on to show where each one should go.
I've been telling lots of jokes and making cups of tea, and I'm in the process of making the old Wimpy building that was in the lower precincts, if you remember it. It's the circular building that they were going to knock down years ago, but it was stopped, which is good, so I'm in the process of making that at the moment.
Playing with the trains has been the most fun part so far.
You only started this at 2 o'clock this afternoon, so we're 3 hours in.
3 hours in.
At the beginning, we started off with a giant table.
A giant table, just a wooden board, and we got the train track out. It sort of represents the ring road, the extremities of the city. And we started making some little buildings, sort of iconic buildings within the city. Cathedral, the indoor market. And we'll have little lights in it and make it look Christmassy. And I hope that it will bring out the child in people. The trains seem to. And seeing your city in miniature, it's sort of like Gulliver's Travels, isn't it? You feel like a giant.
The train's just derailed.
Ah!
It's certainly fun to be involved in being part of making it. I think it's nice to have something to do with Christmas that's fun and jolly and isn't about religion or shopping.
But we've got bits that need to be done, like Lady Godiva needs to be made, the Herbert, Dame Ellen Terry building, that looks lovely from the outside. The front of that is gorgeous, so somebody's going to have great fun.
And what particular skills are we looking for people that might want to come down?
You don't really need skills, just it's literally a bit of taping cardboard together and wielding a paintbrush.
Blue Peter wannabes.
Yeah, Blue Peter wannabes, anything. It's as detailed or as simple as you want to make it. Buildings like the cathedral, for instance, it's got loads and loads of detailed bit that a crafter would, you know, really go to town on, I think.
You said something about getting a paintbrush, so people might be able to paint it too. Yeah. It's not just about making.
No, not just making. We want it to look really pretty as well, look really, really colourful. But yeah, come down and paint it. Paint the city in a myriad of different colours. And then we'll be popping up all around the city in different places once it's finished. So you'll have to keep your eye out.